And 700 some miles to the east of Chicago, as the crow flies, is another great American city, a city known for its skyscrapers, its theater, and its sports teams. Here's commentator Frank DeFord.
It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to play there. Yes, but no matter how much the country grows and how much of the population moves to cactus and cotton land, New York remains the epicenter of American sport. Understand, it's a myth that New York teams have to win for a league to succeed. They don't. They just have to call attention to themselves. The NBA is doing just fine that the Knicks are such a glorious off-Broadway farce where the rich little owner has replaced the aging bull, George Steinbrenner, as the number one villain in town. Train wrecks are spectator sports, too. Look at the Rangers. What they need better than the playoffs is a good scandal. Of course, this doesn't stop the conspiracy theorists from standing on street corners and talking out of the sides of their mouths, whispering that the fix is always in for New York. Sensible, God-fearing citizens who otherwise accept that there was no gunman on the grassy knoll and who laugh at the notion that the CIA murdered Princess Di will nonetheless still assure you that the NBA fixed it to get Patrick Ewing into a Knicks uniform 22 years ago. Hey, don't you know the commissioner loaded the ping pong balls in the draft bucket? Of course, a large part of New York's prominence in sports is simply that it's chock full of media looking for stuff. Would the question of the quality of the friendship between Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees, which last week reached gossip levels not seen since Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were first caught canoodling, would not have even gotten off the ground if they played for Houston or Seattle or even the champion St. Louis Cardinals? No. No wonder some of sport's biggest stars simply can't play in Gotham. The pressure on the field is easy. It's the pressure off the field that tells the tale in New York. Hey, if you can take it there, you can take it anywhere. I think a large part of New York's special status in sports is also because it's simply so big and has so many teams that it doesn't possess any false sense that its teams are civic treasure. Hey, Jet fans hate the Giants. So what that the Giants are New York, too? You don't have to treat your players with kid gloves just because your city's name is on their uniform chest. Listen, hinterlanders, this is very healthy. A guy making big money screws up, boo the bum, even if he's your own bum. Hey, at the Metropolitan Opera last December, New Yorkers booed Placido Domingo. So Stephen Marbury and Eli Manning and A-Rod and all you other heroes, you blow it, you're in good company. And as for you fans in the rest of America, take a lesson from New York. Learn to boo your bums when they play like bums. Believe me, you'll feel better.
Frank DeFord is senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday. Yes, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.